Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon and welcome to another Manna from Heaven radio broadcast. Well, we're starting a new series. It's kind of new, but it's a continuation of what we've been studying in the book of Hosea, the prophet Hosea. As you know, we've been spending weeks in Hosea chapter 7, verse 8, which reads, Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. In the weeks to come, we're going to be looking at Hosea 7:9, which is the following verse, which is the continuation of the story contained in Ephraim 7:8. Ephraim 7:9 reads, strangers have devoured his strength, referring to Ephraim. And he, Ephraim, knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not. The title of our series is biblically defining the word stranger, foreigner. Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we come to you again as the source of all truth. We turn to you, for you are the God of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Your church is composed of disciples, lifelong students of the word. Bless us, O God. May we always and forever be students of your word. Bless this study. Bless this time together as we begin our new series on defining the word stranger and foreigner. Holy Spirit, again, we hand over the reins of this session to you, that you may have your way with our hearts and our minds. Work on us, Holy Spirit. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Change us, Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My design this week, and knowing that we're going to be spending a few weeks on this critical passage, is to define the word strangers. Some translations translated stranger, like in the King James, other translations translated foreigners. So, one of the things that a pastor must be, it's got to be a lot of things, but one of the things he has to be by necessity is a wordsmith. A pastor who's not a wordsmith is a pastor who will constantly feed his people milk and not meat. A pastor who is not a wordsmith is an individual who is, in his research, superficial at best. God requires that we study, that we do extensive reading, that a pastor needs to be well-read, well-studied. And this is why, again, we're looking at this one word, stranger, because the Holy Ghost would have us fix our attention on that one word. Because once we understand that word, then it will unlock the rest of the text to us. So, when you're reading the Old Testament, the pastor must be well acquainted with Hebrew. When looking at the New Testament, the pastor has to be well acquainted with Greek. And, of course, the pastor has to be well acquainted with the language in which he converses with his people, and in this case, it's the English language. So the pastor must be a wordsmith. The minister must be a wordsmith in Hebrew, Greek, and in English if the people are going to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. I tell you that this word stranger here in the Old Testament, and you'll find it also in the New Testament, of course, Old Testament, the word stranger has, there's different words in Hebrew for strangers, and there's different words in Greek for strangers, and so we want to know what Hebrew word is this. All right, so today we're going to be looking at some Hebrew lexicons. A lexicon is a fancy word for dictionary. And so we're doing a Hebrew word study on the word stranger in the context of. Now remember, we're only defining the word stranger as it relates to Hosea 7:9. This is not a definition for all the other places where you find the word stranger in the Old Testament, only in the context of Hosea 7:9, because like I said before, there are different Hebrew words that the English translators In every place, translated it as stranger, but there are nuances to each one of those Hebrew words. Okay? So, only speaking of Hosea 7:9, we'll turn to three sources. They're not really Hebrew lexicons. What they are is they are, instead of being a pure Hebrew lexicon, these are English Hebrew lexicons, okay? Emphasizing that it is a study tool for those ministers who can't read Hebrew. So publishing houses, the seminaries, have put together some books that ministers can use when they're studying from starting point is from the English language and not the Hebrew language. So since you all know English, that'll be our starting point. So we're going to be using three tools today, three tools. And if you're a mechanic, you can't fix the car unless you have tools. If you are a plumber, you can't fix pipes unless you have tools. And a minister cannot dig unless he has tools. And there's a lot of digging in God's word. So, three tools. The first is the Complete Word Study Dictionary Old Testament. And it tells us that the word stranger, which in English is a noun, in Hebrew, it's a verb. Now, when you read strangers have devoured Ephraim's strength, you read that, you say, boy, that's a noun. A noun is a person, place, or thing, but when you go to the Hebrew lexicon, it tells you that's a verb. A verb meaning to be a stranger. The basic meaning of this word is to turn aside, particularly for lodging. Therefore, it refers to being strange or foreign. I'll give you an example. I've driven many times from New York to Florida and from Florida back to New York in the years in which I pastored in Miami. I had my friends and my relatives up in New York. When I pastored in Miami, there were times when I was homesick, and I said, let me go see how the family's doing, so I would get into my car. I wouldn't make the trip in one day. I made the trip in several days because I like to stop and sightsee and talk to people. And if I made it on my first leg of the trip, if I made it from Miami all the way up to Georgia, up to South Carolina, if I was tired, I would find a motel off the road and lodge there for the evening. Well, I was a stranger. I'm a foreigner to that motel and to that section of South Carolina where I was staying for the night. Why? Well, because I'm not from those parts. I'm not from South Carolina. I don't live in South Carolina. My driver's license was not issued from the state of South Carolina. So when they ask you for ID and your credit card and all that information, here it is. And they would take a Xerox copy of my driver's license and they say, oh, you're coming up from Florida. Yes, I am. So that's what it means. To be a stranger means to be a person on the move. To be a person who is arriving at a particular location and just lodging there briefly. I am not originally from South Carolina. Didn't live in South Carolina. Just passing through, if you will. So that's what the Complete Word Study Dictionary of the Old Testament tells us that a stranger is. A person passing through but moving on. The Theological Word Book of the Old Testament states Hebrew verb zur, again, meaning be a stranger, in the act of being a stranger. The basic meaning is turn aside. It is used of for some action strange to the law. So notice, in Leviticus 10:1, when you are being strange or acting strange, it's because you are committing an action contrary to the law of God stated in Leviticus 10:1. You have deviated. You've gone away. Or for one who is a stranger to another household, Deuteronomy 25:5, or to another person, Proverbs 14:10, or to another land, Hosea 7:9. The basic thought is of non-acquaintance and non-relatedness. So like I said before, when I arrived at that motel in South Carolina, I'm not acquainted to those people. They are not my family members. We're not related. They don't know me. They're just renting me a room. So there's, this is the first time I've ever met them, and we are not blood. We're not blood. We're not blood related. And it's the first time I am meeting them. And perhaps the last time I will be meeting them. Now, Wilson's English, Hebrew, and Chaldee Lexicon and Concordance states, Hebrew verb zur, meaning to be alien, as of another people, a stranger, including frequently the notion of an enemy or barbarian, as in Isaiah 1:7, of another family, opposite to a relation, Deuteronomy 25:5. So that's the meaning of the word stranger. It gives us a good starting point. So again, what's a stranger? It's a person you've never met before. It's a person you're not related to. You know, I once went to a family reunion, and I met a few people that I had never known before. But I was related to them. In that case, I'm not a stranger. Why? Because there's blood relation. A true stranger, biblically defined in Hosea 7:9, is a person you've never met and is a person that is not within your family tree. That's what a stranger is. And again, it's to be. They are being a stranger. They're coming into your life. It's like a motion. It's in movement. I was moving from Florida. I went on through Georgia. I landed in South Carolina. I met someone I've never met before. We are not related. And then after spending the night there, I got up early and I kept moving. It's to be a stranger. Your honor, it's constant movement. That's the idea of the text. So, let's read Hosea 7:9 again. Strangers, people on the move, people not acquainted and not related to Ephraim, have devoured his strength, and yet he doesn't know it. Gray hairs are here and there upon Ephraim. He looks in the mirror, and yet he can't see it, he can't perceive it, and he doesn't. We'll be back tomorrow to continue our study in breaking down the text, because spiritual strangers are out to devour your strength, my strength. Spiritual strangers are on the move to come against you and me to bring into our life premature aging. Tune in tomorrow for the rest of the study. Don't forget tonight, in just a few hours at 6:55 p.m., we'll be coming together for the most important service of the week, our prayer meeting. Join us tonight at 6:55 p.m. for a half hour of instruction and 1 hour of prayer. God bless you, saints.